Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Spurs had it won, and now they're toast. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. It's why this country has a love affair with its professional and college sports playoffs, because they rarely disappoint, especially when it gets down to the two best teams in a best-of-seven series. The NBA Finals this season has more storylines than a John Grisham novel, from the pressure on the Miami Heat to the precision of unknown, except to us, Danny Green. The Heat are still the team that most people love to hate, unless you come from Florida or are among the few who still idolize LeBron James. He is clearly the best player who dominated Miami's fourth quarter comeback Tuesday night, but he made several mistakes that should have been deadly for his team. Except San Antonio, which played three sensational quarters and then seemingly rallied to pull out the game, made the killer boners at the end. Two missed free throws by two of its better shooters, giving up two offensive rebounds to the Heat when Tim Duncan was sitting on the bench, and then failing to foul someone, anyone, with a three-point lead before the ball went to the corner for the tying basket by the greatest three-ball shooter of all time. It was a game that likely kept all the Spurs and Coach Greg Popovich sleepless in South Beach all night, since they not only should have won, but more so because they may have nothing left for Game 7. The Spurs are older and smarter than the Heat, but their tank may be empty after such a heartbreaking loss. Duncan looked to have injured his heel in the closing minutes, and Tony Parker was so winded that he sat out a couple of key possessions. When a superstar like James messes up, which he did with errant shots and turnovers down the stretch, you just can't keep giving King LeBron more chances. He got Miami within two with a second three-pointer after badly missing seconds earlier. And when he missed again, teammate Chris Bosh was there to snatch the rebound and find Ray Allen in the corner. First, Duncan should have been in the game to contest that rebound, but before then, the Spurs needed to foul Bosh or anyone to avoid the only way they could have lost, a three-pointer that forced overtime. It was intense, high-stakes, dramatic theater, but I'm afraid it was the last act for the aging Spurs. This is Archansky. See ya.